The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off, and we have Norm here today. Hi, Norm.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Norm.
Hey. Norm, you getting blown off?
Yeah, I'm getting blown off, and I don't know why.
Oh, dude.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, that is a bummer. We have a lot of experience with this. I mean, not getting blown off ourselves. Well, okay, at least one of us has it. But we talked to a lot of people who have been blown off. Why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown? You know, tell us who you think's blowing you off, and tell us about, you know, your encounters thus far, and then maybe we'll see if we can help you.
Well, you know, maybe I'm rushing it. I don't know, but Rachel, I don't think she's into me like I'm into her.
Rachel's the girl that you went out with.
Yeah.
How many times did you guys go out?
We went out once.
Okay.
But, you know, after the first date, you know, I talked to her and she said she didn't want to go back out.
Okay.
Oh, so you went out on a date and then you talked to her after the date and said, do you want to go out again? And she said, no, she didn't want to.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
Did you ask her why?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to make her mad or upset her. I didn't ask why. I just hung up.
You just hung up the phone.
What?
Yeah, I didn't want to like upset her or get into it or, you know. But now that I'm thinking about it, I kind of want to know why.
Yeah, no, yeah. What did you do on your date with Rachel, Norm?
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
It was a basic date.
Yeah.
You know, we went out. We ate. I took her. We had some. We had some champagne and some chocolate strawberries on the beach.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Wow.
That's fancy,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, and then after that, I took her home and I called and it's been like dead in the water.
Hmm.
So nothing on the date that you felt was like wrong or off?
I can't think of anything that I don't understand why she would not want to go.
I mean, come on, Megan. Chocolate, strawberries, and champagne on the beach.
I mean, I don't know what happened after the beach. That's what I'm saying.
Let's call her. You said her name's Rachel, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's call you. Yeah, Rachel. Let's call her now and find out why she doesn't want to see you anymore. Okay, Norm?
Okay.
All right, I'm a little curious myself.
Right.
Okay.
You said that.
I know, I'm just reiterating.
Okay.
Hello?
Rachel.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Look, first try, Megan.
Wow.
And we got her. Rachel, by the way, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Rachel.
What? That's really crazy. You're calling me, okay?
I know. Hi. We're crazy people. hey, do you have a minute to talk?
Yeah, this is kind of, it feels like a dream or something. Okay, yeah, let's talk.
No one's ever called us a dream before.
Nightmare we get a lot,
yeah.
But never dream.
Well, it's just like crazy because I listen to you and now I'm talking to you, but I'm actually talking to you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
That is crazy.
Well, Rachel, we wanted to ask you about a guy that you went on a date with. His name's Norm.
Norm.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he called you and said, let's go out again, and you told him no.
Yeah, I did. I told him no.
Okay.
Do you have a reason for that?
Well, I mean, he doesn't really act like an adult, and I feel like I can't date someone who's not a real grown-up.
Hmm. Why do you feel like he's not a real grown-up? What gave you that impression?
Well, he plays with Legos.
I don't play with them. I build with Legos. I don't play with them.
Okay, wait a minute. What's going on right now? This is getting really weird really fast.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Norm is on the phone with us as well.
Okay, I should have figured that out.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you listen to the show, duh.
Yeah, I should have. I don't know. Okay.
So wait a minute. Norm, you play with Legos?
No, kids play. I mean, I don't like build cars and drive them and smash them up. What I do is very constructive. It's like art.
Okay, so
yeah, I don't know. Build, play. To me, it's kind of the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to date a guy who plays with Legos and he makes kind of creepy stuff. So, yeah.
It's not creepy.
Okay.
What is it?
Hang on. Listen. That took a turn that I did not see coming.
Yeah.
Norm, what do you build with Legos?
All kinds of things. Anything. Anything. I can build anything.
You can build anything. And Rachel, how did you find out about this? Did you when did this whole turn of events happen?
It was before dessert. He said that he really wanted to show me something, and it was really important to him. And I thought he was going to show me pictures of, a son or daughter, which would have been sort of cute. Well, you know, it seemed like it was that big of a deal to him. He really wanted to show me this. So I was like, okay, sure, yeah, I'll take a look. And then it turned out that he's showing me all these pictures of his apartment, and it's full of Lego. Or Legos. I don't even know how you're supposed to say it. Buildings and contractions and stuff I don't even really know what it is. All this Lego everywhere. It looks like a toy store.
So
like
Norm,
Lego
you have
store.
You have a bunch of photos of Lego on your phone?
I take photos of what I build, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. What Rachel, what was creepy about it? Because you said he built creepy stuff.
Well, it was really creepy. The last picture he shows me, there was more than one picture of this particular Lego thing, but the sort of the big reveal was that I had never met him before. Remember that. He built us. He built the two of us in Legos.
Before you hung out?
It was our two heads, big Lego heads of him and of me, and there was a heart in between us, and I don't know. I just thought that was really creepy. It still creeps me out a little. I just thought.
Norm, did you build Rachel out of Legos?
Weird, but that's really weird.
Well, listen, it's a very cute thing. It's art. I mean, I built us out of our pictures. I mean, I think it's really nice, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, that's.
That's beautiful.
It's a little bit bizarre, though, especially if you've never met her. Were you trying to impress her by that?
Hey, look what I can do with my toys?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty impressive, to be honest with you.
Is this the first girl you've built out of Lego, Norm?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it hurts.
Shocking.
Sorry. I did not. Not surprising.
Seriously, can you see why it's weird? Right. And it's he's so serious about it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, Rachel, you're not interested in building a further relationship with Norm.
No, I can't. I can't. It's just, just imagine being in that apartment surrounded by all the Lego contraption things. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Right.
Norm. Listen, Rachel, we appreciate you listening to the show, first of all, and we do appreciate your time today, too.
Thank you. I feel so appreciated.
Yeah. Norm. Norm?
Yeah?
Hey, man, listen, I don't think it's going to work out.
Okay, but I just really think she's overreacting.
Yeah,
she's looking at it the wrong way.
You know what you need to do, Norm?
What?
Just Lego.
Oh, my God.
And also, can you smash the Lego head of me?
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that's next on his agenda.
Yeah,
hang on
exactly.
One second,
it may have already been done.
It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big A mobile app.